is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Brian Wynn. First name is Brian, B-R-I-A-N, last name is Wynn, H-U-I-N-H, Wynn. Address, date of birth 2-1-2008. This letter is being written to Dr. Nguyen Huang Dinh. First name is Nguyen, N-G-O-N, middle name is Huang, H-O-A-N-G, last name is Dinh, D-A-N-H, Dinh. Address 200 Jose Figueres Avenue, Suite 290, San Jose, California, 95116. Telephone number 408-251-9700. Fax number 408-251-9799. Dear Dr. Dinh, D-I-N-H, Dinh, thank you for asking me to see this 15-year-old young male in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Brian has been has seen you quite many times in the last one year for possible nasal obstruction, pretty much on his left side, period. There is history of minor facial pressure, possibly due to a nasal obstruction, period. There is no history of any excessive sneezing, runny nose, itching, nosebleeds, period. There is no history of any headaches, period. His taste and smell are well preserved, period. There is no history of any nasal trauma, period. There is no history of any asthma, eczema, or food allergies, period. You had recommended surgery and also an allergy evaluation, period. Overall, he is in very good health, period. He does not take any medications on a regular basis, period. There is no exposure to pets or smokers, period. His mom has a minor allergic rhinitis in spring and summertime, for which she has taken some antihistamines, period. Overall, everybody else in family is in a decent health, period. New paragraph. Examination revealed a very pleasant 15-year-old who had mild deviation of nasal septum to left. I could not see any polyps, although because my examination is not complete, unlike yours with an endoscope, period. Nasal terminates appeared to be normal, period. There was no, the tonsils were of normal size. There was no post-nasal drip, period. No other abnormal findings were detected on examination, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. Clinically, I do not believe he has any significant allergies that would be responsible for his symptoms of nasal blockade, period. New paragraph. Skin testing revealed large reaction to ryegrass, but no positive reactions were identified to any trees or dust mites or animals or molds or weeds, period. No food allergy testing was done because there really is no indication to do that, period. I believe he has minor allergic rhinitis, which he probably does not seem to have any problem with, and most of his symptoms are perhaps related to minor nasal obstruction due to nasal septal pathology, period. I don't believe any long-term treatment is recommended for his allergies, and he can certainly take any antihistamines like Claritin Claritin for any nasal allergy symptoms like sneezing or itchy nose and nasal congestion, period. I've asked the family to see you and and do the appropriate for his nasal, do whatever is appropriate for his nasal obstructive symptoms, period. My final diagnosis, mild moderate allergy to ryegrass. Number one, moderate allergy to ryegrass without any significant symptoms. Number two, mild nasal septal deviation. My treatment plan, use Claritin if needed along. Number two, environmental precautions were discussed, period. Overall, I believe he should do very well with his overall, I believe he should do quite well, period. I appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Brian Wynn, H-U-Y-N-H-N-Z. Please send a copy of this dictation to Dr. Mong, M-O-N-G, middle name Hoa, H-O-A, Hoa, last name Trong, T-R-U-O-N-G, address 1695 Alum Rock Avenue, Suite 7A, San Jose, California. Telephone number 408-928-5650, fax number 408-928-5652. End of dictation on patient Brian Wynn, H-U-Y-N-H. Thank you.